The reading can be found on page 635, and it's taken from Proverbs 1, verses 1 to 9. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behaviour, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Dorothy. Well, after several weeks in 1 John, we are going to a different book in the Bible. We are going to crack open the book of Proverbs and have a look at that for a few weeks. Somewhere that we don't often go, I venture to suggest. It's a big old book, and we're only going to get up to chapter 8 before we leave and move on, which means that we're not actually going to read any Proverbs. There are plenty in the book as a whole, but they don't start appearing until chapter 10. So the early part of this book is chiefly focused around the idea of wisdom. And we're told up front, aren't we, in the introduction, that these proverbs come from Solomon, the king who followed David as king over all of Israel. And the introduction to this book says that you too can gain wisdom by reading them. Solomon famously asked God for wisdom before anything else. When he took the throne after his father's death, God appeared to him in a dream and asked him to name his gift. And because he requested wisdom, not wealth and honour or victory over his enemies, God was pleased with him and promised him those blessings too. So, what is wisdom? Well, we tend to think knowledge, but there's a little bit more to it than that. The Hebrew word is chokmah, which isn't just about head knowledge. It includes skill, insight, applied knowledge. So knowledge on its own can tell you that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom tells you not to put a tomato in a fruit salad. Back in Exodus chapter 31, when God is gathering together some skillful artists and craftsmen to make the furnishings of the tabernacle, he's looking for people with chokmah. So the purpose of this book is really to help you develop a set of practical skills for living well in God's world. Does that sound worth having? Good. Well, hopefully this series is going to be worthwhile then. Next, there comes another idea, the fear of the Lord. And this is not about being afraid. It's about having a healthy sense of reverence and awe for God. It's about knowing my place in the universe. I am not God, and I shouldn't be determining good and evil for myself. I should be listening to God's wisdom on the subject, even if it's inconvenient for me. Fear of the Lord is about humility. When God was offering a gift to Solomon, he replied, "You have made your servant king in place of my father, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties." Young men are not always inclined to humility. Often they are headstrong and sure of themselves, And humility comes later in life. Mark Twain once said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished how much the old man had learned in 7 years." And there's something about that, isn't there? When you're a teenager, you think your parents are hopeless. But a little bit of wisdom comes with age, and you think, actually, maybe they do know a thing or two, after all. So when it comes to wisdom and the fear of the Lord, we need to accept that we don't have it all. And we need to look to the source of true wisdom, which is, of course, God himself. What's to come in this book that we are opening? Well, after the introduction, we're going to come across 10 speeches from a father to a son, telling the boy to seek wisdom and the fear of the Lord, to live a good life. And that's how he will have success and peace. But if he pursues folly, then the opposite will happen. And interspersed with those speeches are 4 poems written as if by wisdom herself. And we're going to alternate between hearing the father's voice and the voice of Lady Wisdom. And she is a lady, so when it's the father speaking, hopefully we're going to have a man doing the reading. And when it's Lady Wisdom, it'll be a woman doing the reading for us. And all that is to come in the next few weeks. But for now, let's think about what sort of book this actually is, because it's different to quite a lot of the books that we find in the Bible, in the Old Testament in particular. It isn't a book of law, with God saying, do this, or don't do that. It's not a book of prophecy, with God saying, this is what I need to tell you, or this is what is going to happen. Instead, it's the accumulated insight of God's people through the generations about how to live well in God's world. But these human words about wisdom have been put together as God's wisdom for his people. So we're not just going to be reading good advice. We're going to be reading God's invitation to learn wisdom from previous generations. And if you think I'm splitting hairs there, then actually that's an important point about what sort of book the Bible is. Christians have got different ideas about it. And sometimes Christians will say the Bible is inspired. It's all as if God had dictated it to us. It's his word entirely. Others will say, well, no, it's written by people, ordinary people. And other people have decided that these words contain something important from God and they need to be preserved and studied. And so they've been gathered together into what we call the Bible. But whatever your view on what the Bible actually is, it is something through which God can speak to us. And certainly in Proverbs, we see the human side of it, perhaps a little more uppermost than in other books. So a final thought for today as we begin our journey through Proverbs. Verse 7 sums up quite nicely what we're going to be discovering. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We'll hear a lot about fools in the weeks to come. And the word fool doesn't mean stupid, duh. It means someone who makes bad moral choices. So don't think village idiot. Think someone who's wandered off along the wrong path. That's what Proverbs calls a fool. Think back to the Garden of Eden. There, humanity was given a choice. There were 2 trees in the middle of the garden. One would give them life, The other will give them the ability to discern right from wrong by themselves without reference to God. And unfortunately, what they thought was good all too often was actually the opposite. And things went from bad to worse. True wisdom comes from the humility that says, I don't know best. God does. So let's walk together the path of humility. Let's walk the path of trusting our Heavenly Father, relying on His guidance, and letting Him be the source of our wisdom. Amen.